Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Carol. I'm one of the directors, and I am very pleased to welcome all you new people and welcome all of us who have been around for a while, too. I would love to read the names of all the people who came in today, and if you wouldn't mind standing and letting us see who you are, I'll also mention where you're from so you can make connections with those people who are from nearby places, and then we'll give you a round of applause when we've got all of you standing. Let's see, from Oro Valley, Arizona, Gene and Bill Hayes and Walker Hertel. Do I have that right? Let me know if I get it wrong, okay? Just shout it out. Kaylin Soust, who is 12 and is probably coming with someone else. John and Mary Hart from Decorah, Iowa. From Ames, Iowa, Damon and Elizabeth Holland. Aaron and David Hart, Maple Grove, Minnesota, and someone who is not with you, asleep. From Seattle, David and Susan Anstein. From Seattle also, Don Billen. Also from Seattle, Richard Tupper, Rebecca Kate, Henry Tupper, and Nora Kate. And from, you can keep standing so we can keep looking at you a little longer, okay? Okay, from Yakima, Sarah Kate, Russell Meyer, Ethan Meyer, and Catherine Meyer. From Madison, Wisconsin, Laura, Matthew, and Sam Tillis. And from Rock Island, Illinois, Mwenda Natrangwi, Margaret, Nakatha, and Gatwiri. And from Onamia, Minnesota, Susan, Tom, and Ellen Bracken. Did I miss anyone? Just stand up if I missed you and tell us who you are. Okay, let's give you a round. Welcome to Holden. Now, it looks like we have some people who have not signed in after hikes. So let us know if you are home safe. Sonia and Eric, oh, I'm sorry, I can't read this. Sonia Schrachter, are you here? And who is with you? Johnston, somebody Johnston? You're here too? Oh, okay, sorry about that. Okay, today we have Peter Jampgard. Are you here? No. Here comes Jill with the right one. Okay. Well, I'm so glad we can check up on all of you.
Good luck reading those names, though.
Okay. Oh, boy. I can't read this. Are there three people who didn't sign in? I cannot read it. I'm not kidding you. Can somebody help me? Okay. Somebody went to Railroad Creek. Three times. You're probably okay if you just went to the creek, you know, but we want to make sure.
Like David DeVay or John?
David DeVay. Are you all three here? All of you who went to Railroad Creek and back? Wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad you're safe. Now, we also have people leaving tomorrow, so we will miss you. Please stand and we'll pray together. A lot of you. We have to say goodbye a lot up here, don't we? Okay, let's pray. Loving God, we thank you that all your promises are yes in your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for sunshine and hot weather that we can find refreshment from. Thank you for all the times we have together here. Thank you for your word of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We gather on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost as a community set apart, a community called to be forgiving and forgiven, reconciling and reconciled. We're particularly happy that you are here with us this evening. There are so many first-time people in the village, and you are a blessing to us, and we give thanks for you. Just as we give thanks to those who are returning guests, those who are here as teaching staff, short-term and long-term staff and volunteers. You all make Holden what it is. While there are many things that we bring with us to worship this evening, we would remember especially the troubled situation in the Middle East. We pray for the peoples of Lebanon, Israel, Palestine, for all of God's people in that troubled place. We pray for doctors and nurses and hospitals that treat the sick and the wounded. We pray especially for Augusta Victoria Hospital on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem and its service, among other things, to those on dialysis and to those who suffer from cancer in the West Bank and in Gaza. The money that we will be gathering at our Jubilee auction this week will be for that very crucial hospital. If you are leaving before Thursday and our Jubilee celebration, you are certainly welcome to leave a special gift behind. Please see myself or Molly Archer in that regard. We want to welcome Dan Erlander to our pulpit this evening. Dan is a former campus pastor at Pacific Lutheran University. He has been associated with Holden Village for many years. He was one of the formative directors of our resource center here and will be leading Bible study this week. Welcome, Dan. As an illustration of the breadth of God's family, our service this evening comes from several different languages and places, but it is God's love that brings us together. While some of the languages that we use in our worship this evening will be unfamiliar, we invite you to try to sing in those languages as we learn from different people of different cultures. Jesus came from a different culture and spoke a different language. Nevertheless, we meet at God's table, and Jesus is our host. For tonight's worship, you will need a Global Eucharist liturgy sheet and a copy of the Renewing Worship Songbook. Let us now celebrate because the living God is with us. We sing our gathering hymn, What is This Place? Number 184, 184 in the Renewing Worship Songbook. I invite you to stand to sing that. Joined together in the fullness of God's presence, God who creates, God who searches, God who enfolds, God who calls, God who renews, God who saves, God who sustains, God who enlivens, and God who fulfills. We sing now our Kyrie printed on your worship sheet with a few notes of introduction from Paul.
For our Kyrie tonight are in Polynesian, and they are pronounced Kahakue aho nui mai, Christo e aho nui mai.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Holy God, ever present and moving among your people, draw us near to you, that in place of hostility there may be peace, in place of loneliness, compassion, in place of aimlessness, direction, and in place of sickness, healing through Christ Jesus, in whom you draw near to us. Amen.
We listen to our lessons.
Reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he shall be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Ephesians. Bear in mind that at one time the men among you who were Gentiles physically, called the uncircumcised by those who called themselves the circumcised, all because of a minor operation, had no part in Christ and were excluded from the community of Israel, You were strangers to the covenant and its promise. You were without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For Christ is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of hostility that kept us apart. In his own flesh, Christ abolished the law with its commands and ordinances in order to make the two into one person, thus establishing peace and reconciling us all to God in one body through the cross, which put to death the enmity between us. Christ came and announced the good news of peace to you who were far away and to those who were near, for through Christ we all have access in one spirit to our God. This means that you are strangers and aliens no longer. No, you are included in God's holy people and are members of the household of God, which is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus as the capstone. In Christ, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in our God. In Christ, you are being built into this temple to become a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to rise. We will sing our gospel acclamation both before and after the reading of the gospel.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles came back to Jesus and reported all that they had done and taught. And Jesus said to them, "Come away by yourselves to some place more remote and rest a while." For there were many people coming and going, and the apostles hadn't had time to eat. So they went away in a boat to a deserted area. Now the people saw them leaving, and many recognized them. So they ran together on foot from all the cities and got there ahead of the apostles. When Jesus went ashore, there was a large crowd waiting for him, and he felt compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. After crossing the lake, Jesus and the disciples came ashore at Gennesaret and tied up their boat there. No sooner had they stepped out of the boat than people recognized Jesus. The crowd started hurrying about the countryside and brought the sick on stretchers wherever Jesus went. Wherever he appeared, in villages, in towns, or in the countryside, they laid down the sick in the open places, begging him to let them touch just the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched Jesus got well. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The lessons we have heard and for this Sunday, in a way, make this Shepherd's Sunday. Except for the second lesson, in Christ, the dividing wall of hostility has been broken, so needed in our time. The psalm for today, which is the 23rd psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The first lesson and the gospel are about shepherds. I begin with the question, how many of you here have ever had a talk and a visit with a real shepherd? Oh my God, yeah, about 10. Okay, the rest of the sermon will be reflections. No, I'm just kidding. Happened to me once hiking in the Cascades of Oregon, where we ran across a shepherd and sheep. So very few have ever talked to a real shepherd, although it is such an endearing image in our faith. In Jesus' day, there also would have been very few people who had ever talked to a shepherd, because shepherds were ritually unclean, and there would be a ritual danger to touching them because they worked with animals and possibly touched dead animals. And that's why it is so remarkable that in Luke's gospel, the shepherds come to the manger. It's like the rule is over of the shepherds being outcasts and unclean. However, like us, shepherds and sheep was an important picture language for God and God's people. And more special, it was a way of speaking of a good king. If you had a good king, you would say you have a shepherd who truly cares for all the people of the land, that they have food, that they have water, they have dignity, they are protected, especially the weak and the vulnerable, the widows and the orphans. That would be a good shepherd king. The gospel from Mark, the disciples return from preaching and healing, and evidently they are tired. And Jesus says, let's get in a boat and go to a lonely place to rest. Have you ever had your vacation ruined by that phone call just before? Now, their vacation, in a way, is ruined. And Jesus looks at the multitudes and has compassion on them. And compassion in the Bible is feeling so deeply about the other that one feels it in the gut, or it might be called wombishness. Compassion. Why? They are like sheep without a shepherd. And using the image of the shepherd as leader, Jesus is really saying they have leaders who do not care about them, and they do not care especially about the most vulnerable. At Pacific Lutheran University, where I served as campus pastor, one of the religion teachers is Doug Oakman, and his specialty is this: peasant economics in Galilee at the time of Jesus. And I never had to read about this, because when I wanted to learn more about peasant economics in Galilee at the time of Jesus, I took him out for lunch. And we'd talk about peasant briefly, what he taught me, that those in charge of the people in Galilee, the elites, religiously, the priestly class, not only didn't care about the people, they collaborated with the Roman occupation. Together they raised taxes and tithes to drive the peasants into debt and thus drive them off of their ancestral land and add that land to their estates, and the result was desperate poverty, hunger, broken families. Also, the Roman occupation taught the people what we call the theology of scarcity, based on the premise there's not enough for everyone, so take care of yourself. And this, the influence of Rome, threaten the manna sharing that the people had learned from their ancestors in the wilderness. And so the peasants had no good shepherd leader. So Jesus begins to teach them many things. Now, if at this point I have a disagreement with those divines, or whoever, who chose the lectionary reading and set it out in the book. Do you know that was probably a committee? And lo and behold, they skip verses 34 to 53, right after Jesus says Jesus taught them many things, and then they cut out what he taught them. So tonight, and I'm a retired pastor, so it's safe, and my pension is in order. I'm going to skip. I'm going to add and preach on the part that they left out. You got it? Is that a rebellious act? Ooh. There Jesus becomes the good leader or the good shepherd. The people who have gathered as the disciples and Jesus come on the boat, they're hungry. And the disciples who have learned the Roman way, take care of yourself, say, let's send them to all the convenience stores in the surrounding villages. And they can buy their bread, and then we'll start the meeting. That isn't exact translation. Then Jesus says, you give them something to eat. And the disciple says, we don't have enough. And Jesus says, what do you have? And the disciples say, 5 loaves and 2 fish. They give it to Jesus. Jesus takes the meager food, blesses it, breaks it, divides it, and asks the disciples to pass it out. And then all eat and all are satisfied or filled. Now here's an interpretation of this. The disciples pass the broken bread and fish to the first people. All are looking, all are so touched that many who brought food and hadn't told anybody, food just for themselves, are converted and they begin to share until all eat and all are filled. Now, at first I thought this was just getting around believing in miracles until I realized this was a greater miracle. Also, I became more accepting of this interpretation because I saw it happen. Not on the Sea of Galilee, but on Lake Chelan in the Lady of the Lake in north central Washington near Holden Village. Here's the story. The staff that was going out in the winter, and you had a long wait in those days for the boat to come, the bus took us down, or maybe it was the Bombardier. And after the Bombardier bus went back up, we realized the kitchen forgot our lunches. This was the days when the kitchen packed a whole big box with everybody's lunch in it. And all of a sudden, we realized we're going to starve. Well, we got on the boat, and of course, we were hungry. And then several had brought chips to supplement their lunches, and they start pulling out their chip bags and sharing it with those who had none. And then others started pulling out snack items that they had added to their chips just in case. And then there were Stahican people on the boat that saw that we had no lunches, and they started to share their lunches with us. And all ate, and all were satisfied, and there were 12 little baskets of Fritos left over. Now, from this is a plea to Christians and everybody else. But for Christians, stop fussing and crabbing over wedge issues. Stop fussing and crabbing over whether or not you have enough power in the society. But follow Jesus and release your possessions for the sake of the vulnerable. Give up your privileges for the sake of the powerless. Vote for the well-being of all, not some. Who knows what might happen? Multitudes might say, I want to follow your good shepherd. Politicians who serve those who have bags of money to distribute to buy votes will start losing elections or they'll be converted. People might start electing those who promise and fulfill the promise to serve all and not some, and to serve especially the poor and the vulnerable. And then, in all this movement of joy, the president might even get it. And might say the shepherd needs to keep up with the sheep. And my, what will happen? And are there any Canadians here? Yeah, you know, you'll look down and say, we're spreading this to Canada. This will be the day of the reign of God. This will be the world for which Christ gave his life and died. A world of shepherd leaders and shepherd people, caring about the water and the resources and the food and dignity and the vulnerable, the widows and the orphans. Caring, a new day will dawn. Do we believe that?
Amen.
I do. I believe it. Amen. I'm not quite done. Now, Sunday after Sunday, we act out a drama of the promised future of God. The future I just announced, and this future will come as a gift, and we act out this future as we break bread and pour the wine. We share the bread and share the cup and announce that all are welcome and that there is enough for all, and there are no bigger portions for the three directors. All will have an equal amount, or any other people. Now, I won't go on with that. But now the invitation. Come to the meal of grace. Come to the meal of a miracle. Come to a meal of God's future miracle, where love and forgiveness and grace and bread sharing abound. Where a vision is seen, and many will say, this is how I want to live. I want to be a co-worker. I want one to be one who shares my bread so all have enough, given by the shepherd who cares for the sheep. And as we share, I pray with you, amen. Come, Lord Jesus, together. Amen.
Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
The hymn of the day is in Renewing Worship, number 268. 268, My Shepherd, You Supply My Need. I invite you to rise. You may be seated.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, the world, and for those who are in need. Holy God, help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to live out the wondrous truth that as the church we are one, and that all barriers, whether economic, racial, cultural, or gender-related, have been broken down by you through Christ's death upon the cross. Merciful God, hear our prayers. Holy Shepherd, guide us as we seek to follow you and to go out with open arms and compassionately care for those who are far away, for those who are hungry, for those who are poor, for those who are in need of healing. Help us to trust as we go that your very presence goes with us, and that even when we are tired and in need of renewal ourselves, you will continue to strengthen us as we obediently follow you. Merciful God, hear our prayer. God of our peace, we pray for the world's leaders to have wisdom and to seek justice and reconciliation within their own lands and within the world. We especially lift up the people of Lebanon and Israel this evening. We pray for their safety, for resolution of the conflict, and for the ability of humanitarian workers to have passage into Lebanon to help the displaced and wounded civilians of that country. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We also lift up to you Augusta Victoria Hospital in Jerusalem and ask, Lord, that you would abundantly bless this organization as it seeks to minister to the wounded and ill within Israel and Palestine. Merciful God, hear our prayer. God of our comfort, we pray for all of those who are suffering from illness and for those who grieve. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would sustain each person through your power and grace in the midst of their suffering, and that you would bring healing and wholeness to their lives. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We remember the family of Joshua Dierks at this time of his death. May God be with all those who mourn. Merciful God, hear our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the grace-filled gift of your presence, and for the hope-filled truth that we as your people dwell in you. Amen.
Please share a sign of that reconciling peace with each other. We will receive our offering. This year's summer offerings are being divided between the Christian peacemaking teams, groups of Christians from a number of different denominations who go to places like Colombia, Palestine, and Iraq to work in whatever ways are possible to bring peace and truth to bear. One of our recent volunteers is now in Palestine working with CPT, and we're hoping to support her with our offerings this summer. Secondly, our offerings are being divided between that and the Hispanic Social Work Ministry, our ministry related specifically to our Abriendo celebration this summer. We invite you to be generous. We receive our offering. rise to sing our offertory canticle?
Gracious God, out of your goodness you feed us. Out of your abundance you make it possible for us to reach out and help feed others. May this table be laden with gifts for all your people. Amen.
Both wine and grape juice are offered at this table. Wine is offered both by common cup and individual cup. If you would like to receive grape juice, we invite you to take one of the small individual cups and move to the second pitcher. The first pitcher will contain wine. The second pitcher will contain grape juice. Children are welcome to receive communion here with us. If you prefer not to receive the elements yourself, you're welcome to come forward for a blessing. If you prefer not to receive the elements, we invite you to keep your hands folded and you will receive a blessing. We are a community gathered here by the new birth of Christ. As such a community, we wish no one to be left out from our celebration at Jesus' table. Jesus dies and is raised again for all people, for all nations, for all cultures and classes. We wish to welcome all sisters and brothers, regardless of race, economic status, gender, sexual orientation, political or economic viewpoint, education, ability, language. In Eucharist, we meet together at God's table, and Jesus is our host. We continue with a great thanksgiving on your worship sheet. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to our God.
Let us give thanks to the living God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and good to praise you, holy, life-giving God, for all your gifts, and especially for the gift of the resurrection of our crucified Savior Jesus, who has brought the promise of new life to all the world. And so with the whole living and rising earth, with land and sky and sea and all their creatures, and with all the heavens, we here in this valley now lift our voices to join their unending hymn.
I invite you to sing in Spanish or English as you feel called.
Santo, 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 santo es nuestro Dios, Señor de toda la tierra. Santo, santo es nuestro Dios. Santo, 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 santo es nuestro Dios, Señor de toda la historia. Santo, santo es nuestro Dios. Que acompaña a nuestro pueblo, que vive en nuestras luchas, del universo entero, del único Señor. Benditos los que en su nombre el Evangelio anuncian. anuncian la buena y gran noticia de la liberación. Santo, 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 santo es nuestro Dios, Señor de toda la tierra. Santo, santo es nuestro Dios, santo, 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 santo es nuestro Dios, Señor de toda la historia. Santo, santo es nuestro Dios.
Holy God, maker of all things, the universe declares your wonder. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with each breath.
Generations praise your faithfulness through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future.
We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
In the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you.
Do this to remember me."
In the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and drink, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins.
Do this to remember me." Remembering his love for us on the road, at the table, and to the end, we look for that day when your love is all in all. We pray, come, risen Christ.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, upon this bread, within this cup, among your people throughout the world.
We pray, come, Holy Spirit. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, for your mercy through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit in this world, now and forever. Amen.
We now pray that prayer which Jesus taught. There is one form printed in your bulletin. Please use that form of the Lord's Prayer which is closest to your heart, whether it be the one in the bulletin, the one you learned as a child, the one that speaks from your heart. Let us pray together. Our
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom
your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Now and forever.
This is the body of Christ, broken for all the divisions of the world. We are one in Christ. Please be seated.
Our first communion song tonight is printed in your worship folder. Ya Rabba Salami. This song comes to us from Palestine, and it is sung by Palestinians who are doing a peace march often, as well as in church settings. And I want to invite us to join our Palestinian brothers and sisters who are, I'm sure, singing this song today. The pronunciation for you, Ya Rabba Salami. Repeat that for me.
Ya Rabba Salami.
Amter alaina salam.
Amter alaina salam.
Ya Rabba salami.
Ya Rabba salami.
Imla kulubana salam.
Imla kulubana salam.
The second verse down below, if you look on the last line of the second verse, after the Ya Rabba salami, the pronunciation is Imna Bilidana salam. Imna bilidana salam. And let us all pray for peace together.
Yeah.
Spanish now. Verse 1 again. We invite you to join us on Shepherd Me, O God, in your renewing worship hymnal number 272.
child, the doula of Jesus.
Tumamina,
Tumamina,
Tumamina.
I invite you to rise. May the body and blood of Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you to be all that God has called you to say and do. Amen.
O God, through this meal you unite us as one with you and the whole creation, forgiven, empowered, nourished, and strengthened to see the world with new eyes. Send us out to live your will, bringing life, hope, and peace to your entire world.
Amen.
Amen.
May the healing spirit of the crucified and risen Christ flow through your hands to heal the wounds in creation, to ease the suffering of the earth, and to restore peace to this planet. And may God richly bless you and keep you safe now and forevermore. Amen. We sing our final hymn, number 274, 274 in Renewing Worship.
Go in peace.
serving God in all you do.
Thanks be to God.